It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, a big thanks to Dr. Keith Meister for joining us. We know what a busy schedule he has, and that was great for him to join us right there. All right, guys, it is time to go down in the bus leagues. We're going to do this every week. We started this when we first started the show. We've always had it. We're going to go to each level of the system. They're all playing right now. Some of them aren't playing exactly great, but we'll at least highlight a couple players there. Going to start out in Frisco. That's the highest level, AAA Frisco Rough Riders. Sam Huff has really kind of been the talk.
He's been really good. Yeah. I mean, you know, he was good from the start, even when Davis Wenzel and Justin Foskey were there. Look, you know, it's for power. He's not striking out as much. He's always going to strike out, but he's not doing it as much.
He's got three home runs.
Nobody in the organization hits the ball farther than Sam Huff. Nobody in big leagues, minor leagues, nobody hits it further than Sam Huff. You know, he didn't catch as much last year as they wanted him to. And that's not his fault, because he was on the shuttle between Round Rock and the majors. And when he was with the major league team, he really didn't catch a lot. So they wanted him to catch more. That's why they signed Andrew Kisner. Kisner's got one hit this season. He's not catching much. Jonah Heim's catching like four straight games. So,
I bet Jonah goes tonight too.
Yeah. I would assume that Huff is needed at some point, this season. So keep an eye on Sam. I was really surprised that the Rangers went and signed Kisner. But Huff got the extra option here. And so that,
That led to that.
So Sam Huff, you know, and our buddy Dustin Harris is fine, and but they're dealing with a ton of injuries.
Yeah, Mark Church. Rock.
Mark Church is the latest one.
He might have got a call up if hadn't been.
Yeah. When Cole Wynn was called up on whatever day it was, Sunday, Bruce Bochy said, "Yeah, Church is kind of dealing with a couple of things." So we went with Wynn, and it turns out that it was a shoulder issue. So don't have real any word on how long he's going to be down. Daniel Robert also injured. He's not expected to be out very long, but they're just signing guys left and right, you know, kind of journeyman guys. They signed Sean Anderson, who was in the organization apparently in 2021. I do not remember it at all. And then they signed Colin Wiles, who was a second round pick in 2012, I think. Never made it to the majors with the Rangers. He's pitching the majors with the A's. So they're now at AAA, and they're just trying to kind of mix and match things. You know, Antoine Kelly's on the injured list also. So if the Rangers need a reliever, not sure what they'll do. They may, you know, Jonathan Hernandez is still on injury rehab assignment down there. He might be the guy, if they need an arm. He gave up a couple runs, Thursday night, but otherwise has pitched okay. But that might be kind of where they're at, or like we talked about earlier, they keep Leiter in the bullpen, try to ride out a couple days here in Atlanta until he's like his bullpen day, and maybe he's ready to go and help him out Sunday. So interesting times in Round Rock.
Yeah, and they're just to do it. I normally do their record. They're 7-11 overall. They are 3-7 in their last 10. So like we're talking about, scuttle a little bit. Probably the most talented team when the season started, but a lot of those guys are playing in Arlington, Texas. So that kind of changes things right there. We go to Frisco next, guys. That's AA. They are 7-5 overall, 6-4 in the last 10. So that means they've played, 12 games. That's all they played. I guess the big Acker, maybe Acker's done good.
Yeah, Dane's been really good, and then I
friend of the show.
Yeah, and I thought he had a good season last year. And when you look at the surface level stuff, like the stats, it was good. 2.54 ERA. Of course, he was dealing with a shoulder injury coming out of spring training, so he didn't pitch a lot. And then, but then you talk to some Rangers people, and they're like, "Well, his walks are up. His stuff wasn't as good. That's why they didn't protect him from the Rule 5 draft. He made it through. He's healthy now. And look, this." He's a guy. I mean, I really think that Dane Acker could reach the major leagues this year. I think he's going to be a quick bump to Round Rock, especially if he keeps pitching like this. It just seems like it's a foregone conclusion. So that's the guy in the rotation to keep an eye on. You know, our buddy is our buddy Ryan Garcia has pitched okay. Yeah. There are other guys there. Teodo. Had an okay outing.
I haven't seen much on Weems.
Weems is on the injured list. He has a jammed finger, but that should be only temporary. So anyway, they're not doing a lot right now on the road. They've lost their first three road games in Arkansas. Not a lot of offense there. Aaron Zavala, the good news is he's walking a lot again. He's only hitting somewhere in the 220s, but his on-base percentage is .444. So it seems like he's kind of gotten back on track. He's always been a slow starter. Last year, he never really got on track. So he's a guy to watch.
Well, in Frisco, this is reminiscent of when the Rangers were really good, going through that stretch where they were making the playoffs. Frisco wasn't the most talented team in the organization. Mm-hmm. And then the last couple of years, they've really been talented in the organization, but everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. They're promoting on. There is a group of young kids that are on their way to Frisco eventually. But we're about to talk about them now. A couple of them are injured and all of that. We're going to go down to Hickory. That's high A. There is high A and low A. Hickory Crawdads, they're 4-8 overall, 4-6. They're not hitting the ball. And Cam Colley is injured.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. He's on the 7-day IL. But the offense is a major problem. Down there in
Walcott
and Hickory. Walcott's young. He's probably making some adjustments.
He's 18.
Quincy Scott, who was the 9th-round pick last year, big guy, really big. They're trying him at first base. He plays some left field. He homered last night. Yosi Gallant hit a couple home runs.
Morbell's done okay.
Morbell's doing well. So after he missed almost all of last season. So they're going to come around. They've started scoring some runs a little bit here. They scored 6 last night, for instance, but ended up losing 9-6. Winston Santos is pitching tonight. He has an .084 ERA, but he's 1-1. So that kind of explains the story there.
That tells me no run support.
Yeah. But Brock Porter, Mitch Bratt are, bunch of guys we know, Aiden Curry, friends of the show. So, they'll be fine. They'll get it figured out.
And Porter is, he's pitched 5 innings, 5 Ks. He's got a 3.6 ERA. There are a couple of huge names that are on that roster. One of them, who is on the 60-day IL, is Kumar Rocker, who's where they have him rostered right now. But obviously, he's not going to be back till after halfway through the season at least.
Yeah.
But that's a big name to watch. This is a guy that could be on a fast track once he's healthy again.
Yeah.
Being a college guy in his age.
I would think they'd just finish him out at Hickory.
No, nothing this year.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this is a guy that comes back this year and next year might be one of those fast track guys that you might could see by the end of the year helping out the rotation or the bullpen. Not this year. No. He'll just be getting back and getting – this is his first Tommy John surgery that he's ever had. He's going to go through that whole I can't get it over the plate thing when you first get back. But I'm throwing 99 miles an hour. Okay, let's go down to Down East. That's the low A team. Down East is 7-5, 5-5 in their last 10. Again, these double A and below have only played about 11 or 12 games. They're just now
They started a week later.
Not a lot to talk about there. Tommy Specht.
He's an interesting guy. I think he was the 5th-round pick in 22. Out of Iowa, as I recall, left-handed bat, nice kid, looks good at the plate. That's where you're starting to see these guys, the high school kids who were drafted 2022, probably spent some complex time, maybe a little time in down east, starting to get their groove, starting to get into a routine and starting to play. And Figueroa, I can never pronounce his name. He has three home runs. He's hitting the ball pretty good. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a quick promotion. He's repeating here, and I could see that for sure happening. But we just got to wait and see. But they're the only team with a winning record. So, hey, give them a little credit, I guess.
Well, Frisco's technically 7-5.
Oh, that's right. They're both 7-5. So, yeah.
But this is the babies. I call them the babies. These are the guys that are very young or the college draft picks from last year.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's not, you know, they start there. So it's, you know, really baby is the ACL, the Arizona Complex League, which comes after the draft, doesn't it?
No, it'll be in, they start up in June. So
June, okay. And then you've got, of course, the DSL, which hasn't really started kicked in yet either with the Dominican Summer League. And each of those run two teams usually, or
just the Dominican runs two teams.
And we'll get stuff out of there when we can see it. It's kind of hard to get stuff out of there, but you know, we've got the contacts to find out what's going on. Well, guys, that's another one. Anybody else we need to talk about?
No, just a couple things to remember, you know, sign up for Rangers Today. And like we talked about, if you are watching this and want an annual subscription to the website, I'll give it to you for $48. You got to email me at jeff@rangerstoday.com
or DM me.
It's like a podcast only special. So, shoot me an email and we'll get that straightened up.
Remember to say you listened to the episode.
A couple guys, a couple of you signed up last week, so that's good. We want as many as we can get, obviously, because that's more money in my pocket. But it turns out to be more trips and more fun things that we can do with the website and the podcast. So do that. While you're at it, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, which is free, go ahead and do that. The more we have, the more community we build. We're trying to respond to comments and everything, and you'll see some different stuff now over on the YouTube channel where we've kind of broken out some segments. So if you don't have time to watch the whole thing, you can maybe jump in and grab the guest or the bus league segment or the major league segment, whatever it is. But there are a lot of options. We're fan friendly and viewer friendly. So we're trying. We're doing a good job, and we want to keep this train on the tracks.
All right, guys, that's it. Big thanks to Dr. Keith Meister for joining us. For Jeff Wilson, I'm John Moore. Until next time, we will see you at the yard.